Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Kimball would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall and www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Kimball.
All right, y'all. All right. Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. It's fall.
It is, yes.
Officially now.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Seems like down here in Texas, says, oh, fall. Summer said adios.
All right.
All of a sudden, we've gone from 97, 98 down to 88, maybe 90 degrees. I'm like, man, great. Had a little humidity blowout, so we weren't, you know, we only had about 50% humidity, which to us down here may as well be zero.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I was trying to pick up paper, you know, on my fingers. I had to lick the tips of my fingers to get moisture on them because I couldn't grasp anything. There was no craziness. But it was nice and cool, man, nice and
nice.
Cool. Of course, my dog guide, he's wanting to go, wahoo, Dad, let's go, man. He's wanting to run, you know, in this cool weather. Like, slow it down, brother, slow it down. One that liked to walk.
Well, they know you. So,
yeah. I got long legs, man.
Yeah,
let's
exactly,
move it.
Exactly.
Let's get on down the road. Faster we can get there, the more time I've got once I get there. Something like that anyway. So crazy thing is all cookbooks at Blind Mice Mega Mall in the Blind Bookstop store are on sale. All cookbooks. Braille cookbooks. Digital cookbooks. Woo! They're all on sale, man. Check them out. She's got so many cool cookbooks. You know, some that are just cherries only or just avocados only. Mm-hmm. She has three cookbooks that are avocados, all avocado recipes. I'm like, man.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I'm trying to work my way through them, you know. I got stuck at the one that's just avocado spread on toast with a little salt, you know, or just a little seasoning or no seasoning, whatever. But I'm like, oh, man, that's good. I like that. So that's where I'm stuck at on page one. Recipe one. But yeah, check out blindbookstop.com, y'all, and click on, if you want the cookbooks in Braille, click on that link. If you want them the digital format, click on that link, and it'll pull up all the listings. Crock-pot books. Ah, that five-ingredient crock-pot book she has is still one of the best sellers. Because, I mean, all the recipes are five ingredients or less, and you cook it and you use your crock-pot. What could be easier? Cooking made easy and good and fun. So, football's back, and you know what beginning of October means?
I'm scared to ask, but other than it's closer to my birthday, yes.
Oh, okay. I like that. Mine too. While you mention it, mine too. Let's recalculate that.
Yeah.
Instead of 75 days to Christmas, the 1st of October means it's 35 days to Dale's birthday.
Less to mine. 22 days and counting.
22 and counting.
Yes,
all right. All
yes.
right. Man, still have yet to get a gift from anybody.
I know.
Card.
How is that?
I don't know.
Even the
we've
one
had
or
plenty of
people.
Offers come over and you can cook birthday dinner at my house. I'm like, hey, no. That doesn't work either. That does not work, man.
And can I just say, I want to boast a little bit about you, Mr. Dale. I heard that you will be doing a presentation to the Bay State Council of the Blind on November 11th, I think.
Yes.
Well, we are looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I plan to fire some people up and razz them up a little bit.
Cool. It'll be fun.
You have warned them about Dale Unplugged, right?
No, I think people should just experience. Okay.
Experience. I was beginning to kind of think y'all didn't, because that's why we got the invitation. Yeah, old Dale. Usually, he doesn't really get invited back sometimes. Nah, we're just having fun. But, yeah, that's going to be a good time. I look forward to talking. You know me, girl. I like to talk. So, and if the subject's me or cooking in the dark or whatever, I like to talk even more about all that. Because we've done some good stuff over the 20-some years, you know, we've been doing this.
We have. Yeah.
Or hopefully have. I mean, that's why if you go to our archives, y'all, there's over 400 and some odd episodes there for y'all to check them out. And with Halloween coming, I highly recommend that you go back to our archive page at cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. One more time, cookinginthedark.libsyn. That's L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N.com. That's where our archive page is. There's a search field there. Man, their website is not that blind friendly. It's definitely not as blind friendly as Blind Mice Mega Mall. But go, there's a search field at the cookinginthedark.libsyn.com site, and just put in Halloween in that search field. And you should pull up all kinds of great shows where we've done all kinds of just cool, you know, Halloween recipes. I was thinking about some of the stuff. I mean, Dinner in a Pumpkin, you know, was on there. I know we've
That's
done
one of my
the
favorites.
Witches. My favorite one, I think, Cheryl, was the Witch's Fingers.
Oh, I love those. Yeah.
You know, these are just little cookies, y'all, that you make. And you make them green, like Witch's Fingers. And then a little food coloring, a little red icing, and an almond. And, man, they come to life looking like they're Witch's Fingers that were chopped off. And they're delicious, too.
They're not very bony.
They're not as bony as they look. But, yeah, get to the archive page, y'all, cookinginthedark.libsyn.com, and just check out some of the old shows. Just put in a search field, crockpot, Thanksgiving, whatever, and you're going to come up with all kinds of great ideas. Turkey, there's all tons of great shows there at the archive site. Go check those out. So with Christmas coming, too, I'm going to give you all one more warning, and this is not only shopping at Blind Mice, but shopping anywhere. If you see something you want to get somebody, get it. It may not be there tomorrow. And if it isn't there tomorrow, it may not be there for a while.
Yeah.
Just supply chains are just getting chopped and cut, and it's crazy.
And there have been tons of stories of, like, these big cargo ships being, you know, lined up at ports, and just how slow the whole process is.
It's terribly slow.
Yeah.
Not to mention you had that one crazy boat sideways, you know.
For
was
sure.
Blocking traffic to begin with, but yeah, just trying to get stuff offloaded and unloaded, and ridiculous. The talking cooking thermometers, the VIP 3000 talking thermometer,
mm-hmm.
I mean thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, the VIP talking thermostats are once this supply is over, I don't think we're going to be able to reorder for almost 19 months.
Wow!
Because of components, you know, they can't get the pieces. We're talking to a friend of ours that has a Kubota dealership, you know, lawn and garden tractors and lawnmowers, and they're the same way. They've got plenty of product, but they don't have the circuitry, the boards and things they need to make it go.
Oh my God.
Just a backup. So order early, man. Order early and often if you want one. Speaking of early and often, Electronic Technical Services has their Black & Decker talking toaster oven on sale with free shipping for U.S. residents. And they have their Magic Chef talking microwaves on sale and free shipping on those now through November the 15th, which will be the last day to order for Christmas.
Hmm.
TalkingToasterOven.com, TalkingMicrowave.com. Go check them out. Be there or be square and left behind, man. There's something cool about putting in time. I have not burnt popcorn since we got the talking microwave. That's because when it starts, it tells you how much time, your power level, and it's starting. So, oh, man, you recognize, oh, 35 minutes, whoops, stop, 33 minutes, whoops. You know, I
wanted
3 minutes and 30 seconds and said it's 33 minutes, whoops. Because, boy, you burn popcorn once, man, no coming back for that.
I've had some of those experiences. You're like, oh, Yeah, you just have to throw the whole thing out and open all the windows.
Well, the C&I now, up there, they don't even let you, you know, no more popcorn for anybody in the building.
No. Seriously?
Smoke alarms went off. Fire trucks came out. It was horrible.
Okay.
And it was a trainer that did it. It wasn't even one of the students. I'm like, why are we being penalized, man? You know, Cheryl, this little girl comes and tells her mama that she has to take a T-shirt to school because her teacher's going to print something on it for DARE week. You know, it's Drug Awareness Week at school.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in kindergarten, and her teacher, they're going to put little iron-on transfers on T-shirts. So, of course, last minute, mom's like, oh, no. She goes running into the little girl's room, you know, looking around. Finally finds a T-shirt. Well, it's got something printed on the front but nothing on the back. She goes, here, your teacher can use this one. So the little girl comes home from school the next day proudly displaying her T-shirt. And on the front of the T-shirt, it said, Family Matters. And then on the back, it says, Stop Before You Start. I'm like, all right, a dual meaning shirt, man, a dual meaning shirt. That's right. That's right. All right, y'all, this is Cooking in the Dark. Oh, and don't go anywhere because we're going to be making something that any kid coming home from school would love to have waiting for him, Mississippi Mud Brownies. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the Dark. We'll be right back. You want Cooking in the Dark downloaded to your podcatcher? Here's our address, http://www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com/RSS. That's Cooking in the Dark, no spaces, all squished together, .libsyn, LIBSYN.com/RSS. And Cooking in the Dark will be delivered directly to your computer. Dale Campbell here with Cooking in the Dark, and let me ask you a question. When you take something out of the oven and you hear a sizzling sound, do you realize it's you sizzling and not the food? When you're grilling, do you find that your fingers getting cooked, not the meat? If so, you need to get some Grips oven mitts, the same ones that I use when I do Cooking in the Dark. These great mitts will not only protect you to temperatures up to 500 degrees, but they also protect you against steam burns and also burns from hot liquids. They clean up real easy. Just wash them off under the faucet or toss them in the dishwasher. The main reason I love them, though, being blind, I can actually identify what I'm touching right through the mitts without getting burnt. Now try that with a great big old cotton mitt. Also, unlike a cotton mitt, these babies are non-flammable, so you won't touch something accidentally and catch on fire. You know where to get them. Visit blindmysmart.com online and order your set of Grips right now. Or, if you can't get online, give them a call.
866-922-8877.
And start taking the sizzle out of yourself and putting it back in the food where it belongs.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Cooking in the Dark. Oh, Mississippi Mud Brownies, man. Can't beat these.
Just saying the name makes me think of I don't know, something absolutely scrumptious.
Decadent and
decadent,
rich.
Yeah.
Makes me want to look for a cow in a big glass. I'm going to need a lot of moo juice to go with these right here.
Yeah.
That's what it tells me, man. So we're going to read this recipe through. And so get ready to jot down these ingredients. There's not many. I mean, pretty basic. You know, brown. I mean, sugar, oil, flour, eggs, butter, a little salt, a little vanilla. Typical stuff that goes in a cake or a brownie.
Yep.
But the special stuff is what goes on top.
Oh. All right. Here we go. Ingredients. One third cup unsweetened cocoa powder. Hold on. Let me start that again, Tim. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here are the ingredients. 1/3 cup unsweetened cocoa powder. 1/2 cup of oil, vegetable or canola. 1/2 cup of butter, softened. 2 cups granulated sugar. 4 large eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon salt, and 3 cups mini marshmallow.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, I can speak.
Spit it out.
3 cups mini marshmallows. I give up.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, go ahead. It's all you, Dale.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read the directions real fast for this thing, too?
All right. Directions. Are there directions? Yes, there are.
All right.
So, 350 degrees. We're going to use a 9x13 pan to pour the mixture in. So we're going to start by pouring the oil over the cocoa powder and mixing. And then we're going to add the butter and mix. And then we're going to add the sugar. And then you're going to add the eggs one at a time and mix. And then we're going to add in the vanilla extract And then the last things, it looks like we're adding in, will be the flour and the salt.
Okay. So to start off with, we need a 1/3 cup of the cocoa. 1/3 cup coming up.
All right.
And how much oil?
I want to say half.
Half a cup?
Yep, half a cup oil.
Okay, so here's our 1/3 cup of cocoa powder. Going in, and I'm going to be using my stand mixer. We need a 1/2 cup of oil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using straight up old vegetable oil. I'm kind of holding my forefinger over the oil, over the top of the measuring cup as I'm adding the oil. And I kind of did a little trick on y'all. Well, not really a trick, my trick. I refrigerated the oil so it would be cool, chilly, so I could feel it when I poured it into the measuring cup.
That is a good idea.
You know, kind of like milk, you know, I mean, room temperature oil, anything room temperature is pretty hard to feel by touch, you know, when you're trying to feel it out that way. All right, Cheryl. So step one, we've got our oil and our La Chocolata getting mixed up.
You're going to mix that up.
What do I need to toss in there next?
Hold on. All right. Oil over cocoa powder and mix. So then next we're going to add the softened butter.
Okay, 1/2 cup of butter softened.
Right.
Let me turn this off.
And then you're going to mix everything together until it's all smooth. And once that's achieved, you will add in
the sugar.
Mm-hmm. You'll add in
the sugar.
How much
was that? That was a cup of sugar?
Two cups.
2 cups of sugar. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get the butter in. We'll get our 2 cups of sugar going. Okay. So right now this mixture, y'all, just seems to be like a bunch of oil.
Oil with a little cocoa powder.
Uh-huh. you can't really, I can't see the cocoa powder. I can smell it a little bit.
Right.
But, yeah, but it just seems to be like some oil. What's this? Taste it. No, thank you.
So we're adding in our third a cup of cocoa powder, or half a cup of oil. It's vegetable or canola, and then we're adding in our stick of butter, right? One stick of butter.
One stick of butter.
One stick of butter.
And then we're going to mix this up.
Right.
So I'm going to go on probably speed 2 here. Let me lock it in. Lock it. With that oil down in the bottom, needs to thicken up a little bit. I don't want to be turning it on full blast and creating a huge mess, you know? Sloshing everything every which way. Every which way but loose. I found like 3 of my sunflowers, y'all, that made it through the storm. They were laying on the ground, wiped out, exhausted, couldn't stand up. But their flowers were still following the sun.
Wow.
You know, every one of them was, the head of the flower was turned, even though it was laying on the ground, facing, I'm like, all right. So I went and got some stakes, staked them, and mm-hmm. tied them up.
Mm-hmm.
And as of yesterday, they were still standing.
Nice, nice.
So we'll see from there. But hopefully, that one sunflower, y'all, was so pretty, so big. I just never realized how big sunflowers got. I'm not only tall, but just in size. The leaves on it, they're huge.
Wow.
What beautiful plants. Definitely grow these again. They're so cool. But I've also learned you got to stake them up. They get heavy. Those heads, those flowers get awful heavy.
And is it just like one sunflower to like each stalk, or does it go up and burst out into different?
I've got one in the back. Bless his heart. He's got two heads on him.
Mm-hmm.
And the one up front that got the big one we had that had the great big flower, he had 5 more blooms on him.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know if it varies between each species of sunflower or if it's, I don't know. But we are going to find out. Okay. I just added 1 cup of sugar to our mixture. We're going to get that mixing up here. I'm going to go ahead and get our oven preheated to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay. Get that heating up. We need more sugar.
We need 2 cups of sugar.
Pour some sugar on me. So yesterday we went to our friend Diana's house. We were having a party there for some friends of ours that are in the boat club. It was her 60th birthday. And I was like, man. Seems like we were just celebrating your 40th birthday. I was teasing her. I was like, you know, we give you on, you know, you keep towing the rest of us along. We're like a comet. We're stuck in your wake. But boy, just a beautiful day, beautiful evening. I made the Italian margaritas.
Ooh, nice.
So we made 2 batches of those. But right. I'll tell you, if anybody's listening real quick while our sugar's mixing up here, let me shut this down and get the spatula in here real fast. But it's so easy. It's 3 12-ounce cans of limeade, you know, the frozen concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Want to dump those in, then I add to that 5 cans of water, you know, from the limeade cans, 5 cans, and then stir it all up, mix it all up. Then you want to add 7 more cans of limeade. I mean, not of limeade, but of cans of water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 12 cans of water altogether of the limeade cans, 12-ounce cans.
Mm-hmm.
You want to add 1 bottle of Jose Cuervo tequila, 1/5, 750 milliliters, and 2 cups, 16 ounces, a pint of amaretto. That's it. Put some ice in it and let people fill their cups.
Well, that sounds nice.
The amaretto kind of cuts the harshness of the lime,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's not that real sharp citric bite, I guess. But right. Yeah, they sure are sweet. Okay, our sugar's in. I'm going to go ahead and get this going again. Got everything mixed up pretty nice. Now, what do we need to add, Cheryl? Eggies?
Yes, you're going to do it. So now you're going to add the eggs one at a time. Keep mixing.
Okay. Three of them, four of them, three of them, right?
Four eggs. Four eggs. So I think it's like you add one, mix, 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 add two, mix, mix, mix.
Right. Okay, there's one in, mix, mix, mix. There's two. Mix, mix, mix. What are you making, boy? Concrete or brownies?
Brownies.
I hope these brownies don't come out like concrete.
No, no, no. But we're committed to eating them anyway.
Yeah. So if my step brother's little boy, he's 10. He just got to mow the front yard by himself.
Wow.
And he's thinking, that's so great. And I'm like, dude, don't ever do well what you never want to do again. So in about 3 years, when you're mowing the whole yard, you're going to be thinking, oh, this ain't a fun. he was so excited, man. I understand. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Shaving, like, really? Now I have to do this for the rest of my life. who didn't, you know? Who ripped me off? All right, Cheryl, where do we go after the eggs?
Vanilla.
Vanilla. Two teaspoons?
Two teaspoons vanilla extract.
Okay, there's our 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. Now, where are we at? Flour?
Yes. The last bit will be the flour and the salt.
1.5 cups of flour?
Yep.
Sure seems like it should be more.
I bet you they're going to be sort of like, you know, sort of a little on the gooey side, maybe.
They're going to be... Ooh, nice and cold. We've got fresh flour, y'all. I just pulled it out of the freezer. Remember we were talking about whenever we get anything grain-related, flours. I've even learned shrimp boils, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, freezer those, too. You can get those crazy little bugs off of those just as easy. Little weebles. All right, we just added 1 cup of water. I'm sorry, we've just added 1 cup of flour.
Okay. Oof, I was like, what? What
sure,
happened?
I was like looking at her notes, what recipe?
Did I say water by mistake?
I was at the meeting this morning, and there was no talk of water. Because I remember I asked for water, and I was like, no, no water. All right, another quarter cup of flour, and 1 more quarter cup of flour. That'll make 1.5 cups altogether. Okay, we're getting a little thicker. You can hear the mixer now. It's not freelancing as much as it was. It's a little more strained.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up and let these mix up. Let this stuff mix for a minute here.
Right.
Okay. What I'm doing while that's going on, y'all, I'm just quickly getting the other stuff together that I don't need any longer. The flour, the oil, the vanilla, kind of putting it up, getting it out of the way real fast. It's kind of smart, man. Keep your kitchen area, your work area clean.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
it'll help
important.
With organization, and it'll help prevent accidents, too. And listen, always put a lid back. If you take a lid off to add something, dump something, whatever, always put a lid back on before you set the container down or set down the ingredient. Because if you don't, I guarantee you...
it will go missing.
This guy named Murphy, he's going to come up and bite you in the butt. And you're going to spill, it's going to make a mess, and you're going to think, oh, you're going to hear Dale and Cheryl saying... We told you so. And then we'll be saying, this isn't going to delay dinner, is it? If it is, we'll be right back. We got errand to run. All right, we're mixing up good here. Hey, do I need to put this in a greased pan or non-greased? I think greased.
I think greased, yes, a prepared pan.
Or do
pan.
We need to flour it? We don't have to flour it.
I don't think
do
you need to flour it, no.
Okay. All right, let me let that rest.
So they said grease a 9x13 pan with cooking spray.
Oh, excellent. I've got that right here in my hand.
Yeah, how convenient.
What I really concentrate, y'all, is getting around the edges of the pans, corners, the nooks, the corners and the edges.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know, old pet peeve, I guess. Old pet peeve is in what she used to be. Okay, so I'm just going to dump the brownie batter. Let me lift our head up here. I'm going to, using my little spreader spatula thingy here, a little rubber dude.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it a spatula, so I can get all the, woo-wee. I hear the chairs scooting up.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sure it smells good.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody that think they got a beater in their clans. Yeah, those were good times, right, as a kid when you hear the beaters running. That'd be backed up after Grandma let you taste that chocolate that you just have to have because you know it's chocolate. You're not going to like it. And then when you get it, sure enough, I don't like it. Nothing like getting that blast of unsweetened chocolate once.
As a kid, I remember wondering, like, how is it I'm not permitted to have chocolate? But there's this, like, bar of chocolate right there in the counter.
Right.
Why? And then
and
you
all these
sneak
little pieces. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
And then you sneak a piece, and then you're like, ah, okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Spit.
You put it back. You're like, I will not be touching you again.
Man. Yeah, I understand. And of course, there's always that, I told you so.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm scraping down the sides with my little rubber spatula thingy here. Nice and thick, much thicker than a cake batter, thinner than a quick bread,
right.
Maybe not too far off being a quick bread batter thickness for anybody that's keeping score. All right, I'm going to dump this out right into our 13x9 baking dish. Now, how long does this get to be in the presence of the oven?
25 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And take it out, and then we're going to use those marshmallows and put it back in for like another minute or two.
Okay.
And then we take it out and it cools.
Nice. Okay. Just getting all the batter out. So I'm using my impeccably clean hands to scrape the inside out where I couldn't see with the spatula. Just making a cursory jam around. We're good. All right. Rinse my hands off. Now, folks, I don't have to worry about getting my clothes dirty because I'm wearing my Cooking in the Dark apron. That's right. It doesn't make me cook better. Whew, but Cheryl, I look good. You'll look good wearing your apron. Two pockets, ties around the back. It has a loop that hangs over the neck, made out of a heavy twill canvas. Man, they will, they're awesome. Plus, then they've got the logo of Bart BQ, our Cooking in the Dark mascot, right on the bib. He's got his ZZ Top cheap sunglasses on, Cheryl. He's got his chef hat on and a spatula in the side. And he says, you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight.
Right.
Plus, he's tactile. I mean, he's made the... The outline and his glasses, everything that's black on him is 3D puff print.
Nice.
So you can kind of feel him. You can feel him before you see him.
There you go.
Or feel him to see him. I don't know, however you want to look at it. What I'm doing, Cheryl, is just kind of spreading out the brownie dough
mm-hmm.
to where we get it kind of as even as we can. Now that it's pretty even, I'm going to bounce it on the counter a few times. That'll help get it flattened down. Okay. So to bounce it, I'm just going to just kind of lift it up about a half inch or so off the countertop. And just kind of, not real hard, but just enough to bounce it down.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help get some of the batter to even out here. Yeah, it did pretty good. Just kind of feeling around, seeing if I feel any low spots. The main places I'm really searching for low spots are in the corners.
Right.
Along the edges, but I think we're good. We'll give it one more bounce. Okay. Into a 350 degree oven for about 25 to 30 minutes. All right, y'all. This is Cooking in the Dark. The brownies are in the oven. You will need to come back if you want to eat any of these. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the Dark. We'll be right back. Cooking in the Dark shows are archived at www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. That's www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. Go there now and have a listen to an old show. Hey, y'all. Do what I did and get yourself a 64 gigabyte upgrade memory card from Ultimate Tech Mods. It goes in your Victor Reader stream, and all of a sudden, bam, you've got over 50 gigs of storage, of memory, internal memory. No external cards, no more of this, no more of that. It's all in your stream. I've got 10 books right there now, plus 4 magazines, all internally saved on my second generation Victor Reader stream. That's ultimatetechmods.com, ultimatetechmods.com, or see them at Blind Mice Mega Mall.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Okay, welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
So if those Mississippi mud brownies that we've got going right now weren't just the sweetest thing you ever seen, hang on. We're going to make the icing. While our, man, smells good in here, too. Beginning to smell like brownies, Cheryl.
Uh-oh. All right.
That's not a bad thing at all. Okay, so for the icing, pretty simple little recipe here. We need a little cocoa powder. We need a third cup of that again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to drop that into a bowl here. We need 2 cups of powdered sugar to start. Now, one of the notes on this recipe that Cheryl was reading during our break was, what did they use, Cheryl? One person uses 3 1/4 cups of powdered sugar altogether.
Yeah.
So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be mixing this icing up, frosting, to your desire. What do you like? You know, thicker, thinner, any of that. I've got a brand new bag here of powdered sugar, so I'm going to put it in a Ziploc bag. Before we get started, just this bag it comes in doesn't reseal. Whoever invented that resealable bag on stuff, isn't that just the bomb?
It is pretty awesome.
I love that. Our big, like the frozen chicken thighs and stuff we get, mm-hmm. those are that way. You know, I mean, it's just, wish they'd use them for everything. Somebody talk to Joe. We need a President Joe to get us a law. Everybody uses Ziploc. Every package that opens.
Yeah, I think that might truly be considered overreach, but okay.
Okay, well, maybe. Everybody's raw. Everybody's gotten a stale Dorito. Man, just think they added Ziploc on there. We're going to cure the earth of stale Doritos. That's my platform. I'm running in 24, girl. Or 22,
hey.
Whenever the hell it is.
Hey.
Guess I better get that straight, too, make sure I'm not busy.
Yeah.
Might have to be recording a show or something. One. I've got the third cup measuring cup in my hand, so I'm just using that here. Three. I need to get to six, so I'm going to have to take a shoe off, Cheryl. Damn it. Four. Five. Six. Okay. Those are just starters. That's just for starters. So what I've got right now, y'all, I've got my powdered sugar and my la chocolata, my cocoa here together. I'm going to stir them up a little bit. Just kind of mix them. The powdered sugar was kind of lumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of working to break that down a little bit too. Okay, so a half a cup of butter here. And we want that melted. So it's softened right now. So I'm going to go ahead and put the softened part on top of the cocoa mixture. And I'm going to start mashing this down. Now we also need to add some milk. I'm going to start off with about a quarter cup of milk, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we're going to try to control. I don't want this super thin. I want it to be a little bit thicker. But boy, I was reading some good icings. Mmm. Cream cheese icing. Oh, that'll make you slap your mama too. Mmm. Seems like we're getting to that time of year now, right?
Oh my gosh. Where all the like cookies and cakes and every desserts.
All the decadent fattening stuff comes out. I have hard enough time just staying away from a Snicker bar. Baby Ruth, I don't eat all the... Mm. You know, I think about my grandma at this time of year, man. She'd be cooking up, baking up a storm. I mean, she would just have Tupperware and Tupperware and Tupperware containers.
Mm-hmm.
And containers and containers and containers of cookies and treats. And she used to make those peanut butter balls that you roll kind of with Rice Krispies and powdered sugar.
Oh, nice.
And then you dip in chocolate. Oh.
Wow, that sounds really nice.
Well, I'd find where she had those stashed and hide them. Yes, I was that kid. See, what my cousins miss, they'll never hurt them. Okay, so I'm just kind of mixing this up. It's a little dry, so we're going to add a little more milk to it. Just a touch. And this is one of those things where you can always add more milk to make it thinner. If you get too thin, then you start playing the game with adding a little powdered sugar to make it thicker. And this is going to be just about perfect right here. Nice. So we end up using about a third of a cup of milk. And again, I'm still just use the two cups and one stick of butter. Now we're getting a consistency that's pretty thick like icing. Okay, that's good to go. I think we're going to take a little break right here, Cheryl. We'll be right back on the other side. We're going to marshmallow our brownies because they're about ready to come out of the oven. Once we get those marshmallowed, we're only a day away from eating these, right? We'll explain all that. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark. Don't go anywhere.
This is Noah Carver, and I wonder if you know where to get an awesome Braille cookbook. Well, I do. At Blind Bookstop, there's over 190 different titles to choose from, all in Braille. And if you prefer it this way, or you're not a Braille reader, we've got you covered because we've got the conveniently easy electronic text format that you can open on your computer, lickety-split. So get yourself down to blindbookstop.com, where you'll go crazy with over 190 titles to choose from. Blindbookstop.com.
Order online or order by phone, 866-922-8877.
Hey, y'all, I want to tell you about the Danny Boy Stand. Some of y'all have heard about it, others haven't. But it's a stand created by who? Dan. Danny Boy. He got fed up with all the stands to hold your iPhone, you know, stationary while you try to read a document, you know, using Q&R Speak or Seeing AI or any of those things. I use Seeing AI and man, try it. Don't breathe or cough when you're trying to scan something. Oh, it's a mess. Now I just set my phone in the top of my Danny Boy, slide my document underneath it, and there it is. It reads it right away. Check it out at DannyBoyStand.com. That's DannyBoyStand.com. Or you can also see it at BlindMiceMegamall.com. The Danny Boy Stand. You need it.
Tell you something else hot is that Black & Decker talking toaster oven. So easy to operate.
Got two rows of buttons. The top row, you set your cook mode. Bake, broil, toast, warm. The second row of buttons, you set your temperature. You know, each mode has its own range, so you select your temperature. Third row of buttons is you select the time. And the fourth row is start and stop. 12 by 12 cabinet, 8 inches tall, 2 racks. Comes with a crumb tray, comes with a pan that you can bake in or whatever. Or if you're boiling, you can use it under the rack, you know, as a drip pan in case you don't have a little broiler pan for it. You know, check it out. Go read about it, blindmicemarts.com. Just put in toaster oven in the search field. It'll pop right up. They've got two ways to buy it, but you better get on the list, man. When that was introduced, there were 27 orders for the pre-order the first day. There's been over 60 people order it already within, like, the first few weeks. But that's the Black & Decker talking toaster oven at blindmicemarts.com. Check it out, y'all. It is very cool, very cool.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all. We're back. We're getting ready to add in our marshmallows. We just took our brownies out of the oven. They're sitting over here setting up. You can use one bag of marshmallows,
mm-hmm.
or, like what we're going to use, one jar of marshmallow fluff, or, if you want, use two jars. Should be about 7 ounces. If you're using marshmallows, you want to spread them out, just put them on top of our brownies, and just let them spread out. Using the marshmallow fluff, I've just spooned it out on top of the brownies. Now I'm using the back of the spoon to spread it out. Just pushing it to all corners. And going on top of these hot brownies, the fluff is going to kind of melt and spread a little bit anyway. Nice. So it's kind of melting on top even before we spread it out here, Cheryl.
That makes sense. Now, yeah, they say you should put it back in the oven for another 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay, that'll help it melt. And
this is really decadent. So you're going to have this fluff, and then you're going to put frosting.
Yeah. So we're going to go back in here for about a minute or so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, so when this comes out, we're just going to set it off to the side and let it cool. Now, Cheryl, read them what you were saying about that note you found.
Oh, my gosh. This was amazing. So the person who created this or made it available said that first you can make the frosting 2 weeks ahead and store that in a covered container. Secondly, this is truly optimistic. You can cut the brownies and put them in your freezer, and they will keep up for 3 months. I just can't imagine that happening, but okay.
Can't imagine there being enough left to freeze.
I mean, you'd have to make these and, like, hide them from people, and then, you know, even try hiding
computer
them
off
somehow from yourself.
I know. That is the biggest issue. It's not others. Yeah. It's my own willpower. All right. We're going to pull this out. Okay. Now, we're going to let this sit here, and y'all can either wait and listen to me talk for an hour and a half about nothing. Well, what have you been talking about already, Dale? You always talk about nothing. Now, we're going to pop in the old keys to the time machine. It's gassed up. We had it checked up. It's ready to rock, so we're going to jump forward about an hour and a half when this will be cool so we can ice it. Ice, baby. Everybody hang on. Keep your feet and hands inside until this ride has come to a complete stop. All right, everybody here? Cheryl, you're here?
I am.
All right. So icing this is going to be pretty easy, in my opinion, because it's not a full cake. We're not icing the sides. We're just going to be icing the top. So we're going to kind of follow the same pattern we did before with our marshmallow cream. I'm going to divide the cake up, the brownies. It's a 9x13 pan. So I'm basically going to divide it up into 6 quadrants. You know, A, B, and C across the top high,
mm-hmm.
and A, B, C across the bottom low. And
what we're going to do is basically splotch on some icing. So we'll get us a spoonful of it here and just plop right on the side. Now I'm going to get some more icing, and I'm going to come over to about the middle of the brownies, down off the, you know, about the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? The middle of the top section and the middle of the whole thing left to right.
All right.
Put some more icing there. Then I'm going to do it over here on the right-hand quadrant and the top section, kind of in the middle, coming down in the top. Then I'm going to repeat. Let me get some more icing here. Put some more down here in the middle on the bottom. And we'll put some more here on the left side over here. And over here on the right side. So what I'm talking about middle down, if you draw an imaginary line from the left-hand side to the right-hand side, kind of like an equator, top half of the pan and bottom of the half pan, and then you divide it into three quadrants, that gives you your six quadrants, top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the icing like this, you just use the back of your spoon, and you can start spreading it out. Now, a little trick is to have a little bowl of water, a little cup of water, that you can put the back of your spoon in, lay your back of your spoon in, or if you're over by your sink, like we are, just get a little water on the back of the spoon, and then as you go in and you start spreading, you just want to spread the icing out. So with the batches that are in the corners, you want to start spreading to the corners first and the edges, and then work it back out towards the middle sections where there's more icing. And just keep spreading all your different icing patterns out. Now, some people like to ice one area. It's like starting the top left, ice it and work their way down to the bottom and then work over and work back up and work over and work. Whatever your strategy is for icing, do it. But with this recipe and the icing, it makes it pretty easy to ice, being that we're only icing the top of the brownies. And again, a nice big tablespoon works great. The back, so you can scoop out your icing, plop it on, and then the back of the spoon, you can spread it out pretty evenly. If you want to, you know, with your clean hands, go ahead and touch and see where you're at. You can kind of feel and see where there's icing, where there's not, and just a quick swipe of your spoon will cover up your fingerprints. And you know what? If you get a piece that nobody will eat because your fingerprints are on it, as long as your hands are clean, I'll eat it.
Or you could just eat it yourself. That could be your part.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, why don't you go ahead and read the recipe, read the ingredients again.
Okay.
Real fast while I'm finishing spreading this icing out here.
All right. So I'm going to start with the ingredients for the brownies.
Need a little bit more right here. Let me get a little more icing. I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself. We're a little light right here.
We need a third cup of unsweetened cocoa powder. Half a cup of oil, vegetable or canola oil. Half a cup of butter. 2 cups granulated sugar. 4 large eggs. 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. And we need 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon salt. 3 cups mini marshmallows. And as we've talked about a lot, the recipe is basically set up in the order in which you combine your items. So that's for the brownies. And now we're going to talk about the ingredients for the frosting. 1/2 cup of butter, 1/3 cup unsweetened cocoa powder, 1/4 cup of milk, and as you saw, Dale added a little more.
We'll probably end up using about 1/3 cup of milk altogether, I'd say.
Okay. So 1/3 cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and it's asked for 3.5 cups of powdered sugar. How much do
now,
you
I use 2 cups.
So 2 cups was enough. Okay.
So, but again, you need to adjust it to your thickness. And if you start playing, you know, I mean, you know how you want these iced. So it's up to you to, you know, anyway. Pretty simple, pretty easy recipe. A little bit of downtime. You know, once you get your batter mixed up, we're going to bake it at 350 degrees for about 25 to 30 minutes. Pull your brownies out, let them cool, just start to cool. And then you want to put your marshmallows over the top. If you're using bag marshmallows, just dump them in and spread them out evenly. Pop them back in the oven for about 1 to 2 minutes. Because what our goal is to let them melt. Once they're melted, you know, after that 1 to 2 minutes, pull them out and just let them rest. Then when your brownies are cool, then you come back with the icing and ice the tops. Then hide them. Or charge $5 a piece. Step back, Jack. No. So up there, for Kathleen, I am sure Monster Truck will love these. So get after it, girl. You've got the ingredients. If not, you know where you can get them. Just give us a call. We'll shoot them to you. Kathleen's one of our utes that keeps us in line up there.
Oh, nice.
So without further ado, y'all, this is Dale Campbell. She is Cheryl Cummings. It is autumn. It's October. Cooking in the Dark. Don't forget, get to the Cooking in the Dark archive page and listen to some of the great Halloween shows we've done in the past. They've got delicious recipes that will make your Halloween spooky and delicious. Plus, shop at Blind Mice Mega Mall. Go check out the merchants. We're all good. We're out. Cooking in the Dark. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com. Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Tell me.
There are more than 1 million English words. Next up, word nerd Steph Donoff with some of them worth talking about.
Some words can be traced back to ancient Greek or Latin, or the Middle English of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, or Shakespeare's plays. Then there's codswallop. Yes, I said codswallop. If you think it has something to do with being slapped in your face by a fish, you just might be right. You see, no one really knows where it comes from. Many dictionaries do not even guess at its origin. My favorite guess goes back to England in the late 1800s when beer was often called wallop. The stronger the beer, the stronger the wallop. The story goes that a man named Cod invented a non-alcoholic beer, and it was soon called Cod's Wallop. And it meant then just what it means now. It means nonsense, absurd, or just plain ridiculous. Non-alcoholic beer, codswallop.
That's enough talk about words. Let's go back to listening to them.
Are you interested in taking the bus but aren't sure how? Let the Worcester Regional Transit Authority make it easier for you. The WRTA Travel Training Program is designed to help people who would like to use the regular WRTA fixed route bus service but aren't sure where to begin. You can receive instruction on a one-on-one basis, or you may bring a friend or relative and do it together. You decide. You will learn how to read a schedule, understand transit terminology, pay your fare, where to purchase tickets, what to do in case of an emergency, and all things having to do with learning to use public transit. If there is a particular route or routes that you would like to use, the travel trainer will tailor the training to meet your needs. Travel training is free of charge, and while you are with the travel trainer, your trips are free as well. Please call 508-453-3460 to set up an appointment today.
WICN Public Radio is a proud partner of Audio Journal. Audio Journal provides news, information, and entertainment to visually and print-impaired residents of central Massachusetts. Audio Journal broadcasts are made possible through the use of a portion of WICN's broadcast frequency. 90.5 WICN is Worcester's only NPR affiliate and the voice of arts and culture in central Massachusetts. Visit WICN.org for more info.
You are listening to Audio Journal. Hartford, Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Thanks for listening. We have more programming coming up next.